time, it'd be great, Bob, if you'd introduce some of the present Easter, some of the university leadership who's here with us this morning.
And I'm pleased to do so, Chairman Kennedy. We have the three chancellors and the vice presidents of the university. Thank you very much for being with us. In addition, we have representing the university's Senate's conference, Dr. Ken Anderson, Professor Emeritus, Department of Communication at Urbana, Dr. Joyce Tolliver, Associate Professor of Spanish from Urbana as well, Brian Kay, Professor and Head of Department of Biological Sciences from the Chicago Campus Senate, John Martin, Associate Professor of Astronomy and Physics, representing the Springfield campus, my favorite astrophysicist, since he's the only one in Springfield, I can't say that. And then Professor Rodriguez, Academic Coordinator, Chance Programs on the Chicago campus. Thank you to each of you. Don Chambers, Vice Chair of the Executive Committee of the Chicago Senate and Chair of the University Senate's Conference. Welcome back to home, Dr. Chambers. He's been away for a couple of weeks this summer. Nick Berbulis, Vice Chair of the University Senate's Conference, Dr. Berbulis, and Dr. Matt Wheeler, Chair of the Urbana Senate Executive Committee in the rear of the room. If I may, Mr. Chairman, I've just got a few points I'd like to bring up before we get underway. The last meeting of this board was on May 31st with the legislature still in session, its final day. That session, as you may know, adjourned without a decision on pension reform. And a lack of clarity on that issue remains a factor in our ability to retain and recruit faculty and staff, and we're anxious that it come to closure. The current pension system also includes a provision for periodic adjustments in the money purchase option. The retirement system announced some time ago that an adjustment downward would be made for those retiring on or after July 2nd. And this and a number of other factors probably have prompted an unusually large number of retirements. And let me just provide some numbers. For comparison, in July 2009, the university had 91 retirements. That same month in this year, 2012, we had almost 550 faculty and staff retire. In calendar year 2011, over a 12-month period, the university had 726 retirements. Already for the first 6.5 months of this calendar year through July 16th, we've received 1,107 applications for retirements, a 50% increase. So there are very significant changes occurring within our workforce that will cause us to miss people and the capacities that they brought, and at the same time creates opportunities for some changes in direction and rethinking of where we go with various positions. The general operating fund appropriation for the University of Illinois was reduced by 6.17%. That's $42.5 million. That reduction had been anticipated and planned for, and funds captured through the administrative reduction and review process that Dr. Eikenberry had initiated, as well as other reallocations. And with increases in the fiscal 2013 income fund, we have been able to deal with that, but not without some significant concern. Related to this, I have asked Vice President Pierre to work with the faculty and appropriate administrative officers to establish criteria and procedures for putting in place a program to periodically review programs and units, and the expectation is that these would be in place by the end of this academic year. As you know, the legislature passed bills that affected our ability to rehire retired employees and also to use state or tuition funds to engage in the services of search firms, except under limited circumstances. And we are now in the process of developing internal policies that will ensure compliance with those new statutory requirements. We do anticipate strong enrollments at the University of Illinois this fall. The expected class size at freshman will be about, at Springfield will be about 250. The class at Chicago is expected to be about 3,500, and Dr. Wise anticipates something more than 7,000, perhaps 7,500 at Urbana-Champaign. We also have a substantial number of transfer students, either coming from community